I would describe my body.
How?
A wine glass, quite big on top, slender at the bottom, and easily smashed.
A cat that has become incredibly overweight after learning to open the fridge has been named Top Pet Slimmer of the Year.
Oh, brilliant, well done. Yeah. Well done. Was he still pictured with a pair of old jeans that were like 15 sizes too big? Last night, I started getting ready for a wedding that I'm going to on Saturday. And I don't think that you guys understand the stresses of being a girl.
Are you getting married, Zoe?
No, I'm not. No, my friend's getting married.
Are you
married.
Doing a Gillies? Are you surprising everyone with your wedding?
Yeah, it would be a surprise for me and for it. So last night, right, I've planned it in my mind, right, Wednesday I got out of the shower and I was thinking, right, do I need to tan tonight for this weekend? No, I will wait until tomorrow night and I'll start tanning Thursday, Friday, and then I'm nice and brown for the Saturday.
Why don't you just do it on Saturday when you go?
Oh, no, because it won't have had time to develop and I'll be stinking of, like, rich tea biscuits. We've just had a text in on what people have believed. My three-year-old daughter has just said, butterflies don't make cheese, mice do. Oh, thank you.
Welcome to the weekend, everybody. Here it is.
Hooray! I have been waiting for you a long time. Come on in and fill my life.
Games of the 30th Olympiad in 2012 are awarded to the city of London.
Oh my life, the place just erupted. We had the confetti cannons going off. Stratford is just so over the moon, really, really is. And Christine here, Christine, what did you do?
I started crying.
Are you bringing any music out soon?
No, you know, I have a 17-year-old nephew, and probably about 2 weeks ago, I think he officially retired me.
We're in the beautiful Dorchester Hotel, and I'm joined by the wonderful Robin Williams. Now, Robin, I've been to see Happy Feet. It's a fantastic film. So cute, it hurt me. But you play Ramon.
Ramon.
And you also play Lovelace. What's Lovelace all about?
Oh, it's about the ladies.
I think you were actually born to play a penguin, weren't you?
Part of me was. I'm already furry. You know, I believe that I've found my inner penguin.
But there's two films in there that I think could cause some confusion, and I think it might be quite amusing as well.
Right.
There's two films up for best film. There is Up, and then there is Up in the Air. Now, I reckon that it would be hilarious to stand on the stage and say, and the Oscar for best picture goes to Up. And a cheer goes up from one side of the stage, right? And then they say, in the air! This is for the old people now, obviously. But no, what I was thinking was, right, tea dances are for the generation that used to go out ballroom dancing, right?
Yeah.
So in a few years' time, rather than there being a poster up for a tea dance, will there be an afternoon rave somewhere?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, totally.
Where we're going to be playing Timberland. Do you know what I mean? Like, and everybody turns up with, like, Zimmer frames made out of glow sticks, like, hands in the air, and you sort of, hang on, give me a minute. There are quite a few hens up there that take it quite literally that they should have a last conquest before they get married. When you see somebody in their veil and their L plate snogging somebody in the corner, I find it a bit disturbing.
Zoe and Gillies.
Like to know on the confessional this morning, what should you be sacked for? You can remain completely anonymous, 82200, start with ZG. And this is because, obviously, they're saying in the press at the moment that John Terry should be sacked from his position as England captain. So I want to know this morning, have you ever committed a misdemeanour at work? What should you be sacked for? It could be in the job that you're in now or one that you've previously had.